Chiefs say how they're pretty intense. Trev had some words with him after training. Do you feel like he's feeling the pressure?
You know, DC's had a weird sort of off-season with the clearing issue in the pre-season, so he wasn't able to get into some of the pre-season games where, you know, you can find your feet as a new guy on a team. So for him, these first couple of games, you know, it's his first games with the team and trying to find his spot and his role. So, you know, I think he'll adjust, but he's a hell of a player. And, you know, as you saw today, he's a great athlete. He's highly skilled, so he's going to be a massive weapon for us down the road. And, you know, I'm sure he'll get his feet soon enough.
Probably not getting the minutes he was maybe expecting, but how do you think he can, what do you think he's got to offer today?
Well, like I just said, like, he's an excellent athlete. You know, he can jump out of the gym, so he's an amazing rebounder. Down low, he's really strong. His post-game's coming along. He's going to be a nightmare for opposition offences on defence. He's just so long and athletic. So, you know, once he finds his groove and gets used to playing with us in real game situations, he's going to be great for us.
Ready to recruit Casey Prather?
Yeah, yeah. There's no bad blood there, I'm sure. He'll be looking forward to playing us, as will we. But, you know, hopefully he'll be playing. You know, I think he went down with an ankle injury, so I think it's still touch and go whether or not he'll even be out there.
So the main man to stop that?
Oh, Melbourne. I've got to go down the list of who they got, you know. No, Casper Ware's obviously very talented. Goulding, I think he may be back from his appendix. So, obviously, he's tough to stop. You know, Casey as well. You know, Dave Anderson offers his own challenges from being able to pick and pop and down low. He's extremely talented as well, and he's just a, you know, experienced veteran on their team. So, you know, Melbourne's one of those teams that they've got a lot of weapons, so we're going to have to do a really good job in defense of communicating and talking through our matchups.
Luke, how do you feel? I mean, given the start and rewarding that confidence, I guess, from the coach with a really good performance?
I'm Angus, by the way. You said Lucas.
I'm going to ask you a question now, Lucas.
Sorry, what was your question again?
Yeah, to you, Angus. Yeah.
Yeah, I felt really good. Obviously, the first game, my shots just weren't dropping. But, you know, I've said it before, that we've got such a good team atmosphere here and great coaching staff. You know, everyone got around me and said, you know, those are the shots we want you to take. They just weren't dropping. And, you know, game two against Illawarra, I was taking the same shots, but they were dropping. So, yeah, I feel really good. You know, it's going to be a good year, I think.
I do want to talk about Lucas now. Yeah. You seem to link up a few times, a couple of plays in a row in possession. Two of you seem to be working together. Is something going on there? You both...
Oh, well, I mean, even though Lucas wasn't, you know, officially on the team, he wasn't rostered last year, he was with us all last year, so we got to play with each other, you know, all last season. We got quite a good groove from that, and then we've played together in the past on Boomer's team. So I think we're a good connection. We both, I think, complement each other's strengths and weaknesses really well.
So much competition, it seems like, even in practice. Are you feeling that sort of competition amongst guys for spots?
Well, I think the competition thing is just we're all just competitive people. We want to win the drill or the game. We're playing, you know, 5-minute games at the end there, and you know it's we play for pride at practice. Obviously, there's, you know, it obviously doesn't mean anything officially, but to us, we're playing for pride. You know, whether you're black team or red team, you know, you want to win. So I think that helps us, and the way we practice, I think, translates to the games and really helps us out. Yeah, I think that stretch, especially in the first half, you know, I don't think we're playing defense the way that we pride ourselves on playing defense. You know, first and foremost, that's what we want to do. Last season, we were the best defensive team, and that's our goal again, to be the best defensive team. In the first half of last game, we didn't show that at all, and that's what Trev basically said. You know, we're not up to scratch, and we need to improve in the second half. And to our credit, that's what we did, and, you know, we'll try and build on that for this game and, you know, not let that lapse happen and have to, you know, dig ourselves out of a hole like we did. Oh, he didn't even touch on it. You know, I think everyone on the squad realises that last time Bryce played Illawarra, he scored 45 points. So it makes sense that they were going to double him and triple team him like they did. And, you know, to Bryce's credit, he still had a good game, in my opinion. He was getting guys open. You know, he had only a few turnovers, but he had quite a few assists. He was still a playmaker. He was still pushing the ball in transition, getting us into our offences. And, you know, Bryce has had our back, you know, that many times last year, I think it's only fair that we had his back for once.
There's been a lot of talk about Melbourne over the, you know, the changes they've made and how good a team they are. Would you like to go out Friday night and make a statement that the Cats are still the team to beat?
Yeah, absolutely. I think even last season, you know, there were talks of other teams being the teams to beat, being the favourite teams, and, you know, all these other, you know, descriptive words you want to use for whatever. But, you know, at the end of the day, we pride ourselves on going out there and playing as one unit, not, you know, five or six names on a piece of paper. So, you know, I think this Friday will be no different. We're going to go into it as a team, and, you know, we're not backing away from a challenge, and we know what everyone's been saying about Melbourne. So we're going to go out there and try and prove a point.
And very premature, I think, but some people are already saying this could be a preview of what we'll see come the end of the season, the grand final decider. Do you?
I think if you look at recent history with the NBA, I think it's probably too close to call at this stage. I think, you know, last year, one game difference saw you, you know, at least from our perspective, saw us third or I think seventh or something, you know. So if it's as close this year as it was last year, I think three games in is a bit soon to call who'll be in the grand final. But I do know for sure that's our goal. We're aiming to be in the championship and to win it. So, and I can only assume Melbourne's trying to do the same thing.
And with your form, do you feel like you've just carried that through from the playoffs last year as well? Because you obviously hit, you know, a rich vein of form late in the season last year too.
Yeah, I think I found some good form later in the year last year, and then you know, I was lucky enough to get named in the Boomers squad, so that sort of kept me ready, and I trained really hard in the off-season and had some great help from my teammates and the coaches. You know, they all sort of came in and got around me earlier than pre-season, you know, to get me ready for camp, and then yeah, I'm just being, feel like I'm playing really good basketball at the moment, so trying to keep that going, but you know, not get too ahead of myself. There's still a lot of season to go. Yeah, I think just as I said, it just got me in the gym. It gave me something to work towards, you know, making that team in the off season. So that sort of lit a fire under me, and you know, I got in the gym really hard and was on court training really hard, doing double days and that sort of thing to get in shape and get my fitness there. And I think just by getting in the gym earlier and sort of having that focus, it's prepared me for the Boomers and the Asia Cup, but then also prepared me for the season. Then on top of that, also just I got to play with some fantastic players, also some really good coaches. So you know, when you play with guys like that and get coached by, you know, some really good coaches like Luke Longley, he helped me out a lot. So, you know, I think my game's improved from that experience, definitely.